Okay, so the question that was asked was, and this is a perfect day actually to do it, because it was put in the context of, we know that people like Jesus and Buddha made a tremendous worldwide impact. But can one of us really make an impact? And the answer to that is yes. You don't ever know what going to happen with your actions and with your words. You just don't know what's going to happen. Buddha and Jesus did not come to this planet to start a new religion. You look at many of our world figures, and they didn't originally begin what they were going to do. Let's look at Mother Teresa. I think y'all probably heard of her. Mother Teresa did not begin to do what she did with the intention in mind of winning the Nobel Peace Prize and becoming worldwide, known worldwide. It is something she followed within her heart and can make changes. Now let's say that you don't start a worldwide national order like Mother Teresa, and you don't start a new religion like Buddha or Jesus. You're not a worldwide known politician. Can your work make a difference, like going in to help clear the energy of Brussels or Angola or just your around your neighborhood? Can that make a difference? There's a story, and I've heard that it's probably not true, but it gives you a good example. There's a story about, it's about Winston Churchill when he was a child, and that he had come across, like a, was going, he was a young boy, probably in his, he'd probably made it into double digits yet, but not into his teens. And he saw a young man drowning, a young boy drowning, and I can't remember the story, whether he pulled him out, I think he got his dad, and his dad pulled him out. And the way the story goes, which I've heard, as I told you, conflicting things about whether it's true or not, I'm going to totally start this again because I just blew the punchline. So it's not that. It's that the father of the boy that I was telling you was drowned, wrong direction, he pulled Winston Churchill out when he was a youngster. And Winston Churchill's father, who was well-to-do, offered to put the other young fellow through school, which the dad would have never been able to do. And he put the young fellow in school. And Winston Churchill later, as an adult, was struck with very pneumonia. And you know, people died of pneumonia all the time because there wasn't anything called penicillin. Well, it turns out that this boy who was saved, I could edit these things. This boy who was saved, his name was Alexander Fleming. And Alexander Fleming is the one who discovered penicillin. Look at an act of saving one person, and it had worldwide consequences. You could go in and do something very delightful and generous with someone, and you don't know if that changes their life. You may have seen true story of a young boy. He was in middle school, and he was walking home, and he came across another one of his classmates, and his classmate had his arms full of things, baseball bat and books, et cetera, and he offered to help him. And he said, sure, and he just helped the guy, and then they went into the young guy that had everything in his arms, he went over and invited him to come to his house, and the end result was that they became friends. It was only when the two young men were graduating from high school that young man revealed that he actually had cleaned out his locker that day because he was going to go home and kill himself. And that the act of kindness of helping him carry the stuff and then coming in and just chatting like two friends saved his life because it changed everything for him. such a small little thing. So when we go and we sit here and send light to something, when we make a choice to heal ourselves, when we clear someone else's space or go into a room and clear someone else's space, you literally do not know what that is going to cause. You don't know if you're going to prevent something. Like, how would anybody ever know that you're going to prevent somebody from killing themselves? How would you ever know that the person you pull out of the pond is going to discover some amazing medication that's going to save your life? How do you know these things? You don't know these things. And so when you do something of great love, even when it's a small something of love, you think it's small, but it has major repercussions. It goes through the generations, literally generations. It goes through the universes. You know, Ama always talks about, when she's talking about self-healing, that when you heal, you do not realize what you're doing because you are stopping the causing of more pain by your working at healing yourself. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter. You're welcome. It doesn't matter how little you think your action is. It is not lost in the universe. It is not lost anywhere. This is a very small example.
Many think we have to get famous and put ourselves out there, right, to make an impact. But that's, thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, you don't have to put yourself out to make an impact. You just do things. You just do things from your heart. I had something happen. There's a website called, I don't know if it's pronounced Udemy or Udemy. It's UDEMY.com. And they put, people put on courses up there, just little video things. And some of them, I subscribe to a lot of them. You buy them. And I'm on their site because I've been thinking about teaching through there. And I was reading a post. And he was talking about his own particular website. And I just went and I took a look. Well, the guy, obviously, English is not his first language. And I was reading his introductory material, and he made a very common mistake of people that where English is the second language. And the mistake was, I will learn you such and such. And I sent him a private message and said, I would be very glad. It wasn't very long, the little thing. It was just probably about 300 words. I said, I'll be glad to rewrite that for you because you made a very common, and he had a couple of them, but that was the one that was the most blatant errors. And so I rewrote it for him and sent it to him. I also made some copywriting because I do copywriting, which is writing sales copy changes for him. And what I got back in return for him is he makes what are called whiteboard videos, of which you're going to see one pretty soon because I'm going to put one up on the new offer that I'm going to make for people of on healing. But he offered to do that for me at no charge because of what I had done for him. And that is probably a $300 gift. So you just don't know, do you? You just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just have.
Now, I think we have everybody. Well, we don't have everybody on, but we have most of the people that came in that are on. And I am going to mute everyone now. When as soon as I find the mute button.
Conference muted.
And good morning. This is Dr. Kathy Chapman, and we are here for what is going to be the final discussion of Ama in this series on unconditional love. Not that she's not going to talk about unconditional love more, but the activity of really focusing on this in this series that she and Metatron have been giving us. This is the last one. Last night when I went to bed, I wasn't sure what we were going to do. I know we were going to do things with ourselves because that was the topic, and it is about us coming to know who it is that we truly are. Now I'm going to make an assumption that I'm very much like the rest of you. Now what many of you may not realize is that I am very much like the rest of you, because people will look at me and the work that I do, and they will have the tendency to believe that I'm different, that I don't have the same challenges necessarily, that I don't have the same insecurities. And I don't have them to great extent, but I have them. I go through things just like everybody else is, goes through things about, am I making a difference? Like where that question came from. Am I making a difference? Am I really somebody who's good, who's nice, who's, you know, that sort of thing? Do I really work from my heart? We all sometimes go through these things. And this whole session today is based upon changing that lack of knowledge. Now, I'm not going to, I would like it to happen just instantly. I'm not going to say it's going to happen instantly, but if it does happen instantly to you, would you please let me know? Because I would love that and love to experience that. I have had many, many changes in myself due to this encodement work that we've been doing over the last few years. It's changed my life tremendously, and I've received that information from other people that that also happened with them. So when I woke up this morning, what I found out from Amma is that after she's going to talk and Metatron is going to talk, and they're not going to talk a long time, but I don't know if they know what a long time means since, you know, they don't have time, right? We're going to work with our genes, our genetic code. Now, there's a field that has been coming into prominence called epigenetics. And in that field, we are discovering through what science is able to see happening in the gene that what has been said for thousands of years on a spiritual realm is true on a physical realm. When you think good thoughts, when your heart is filled with gratitude, there are changes in your genetic code. When you are angry, when you are filled with sadness and depression, there are changes in your genetic code. Now think about this. When there are changes in genetic code, that is passed down to your family. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female, that is being passed down to your family. And Amma's kind of laughing in the background. She says, "You're stealing my thunder." So she's just doing that with great joy. So I think she wants to come in and that Metatron wants to come in, but actually Metatron is going to come in first. So everybody just say heart force. Good. And I noticed when I was looking at people that were signed up, there were a couple of people whose names I'm not real familiar with. So I thank you for coming with us, coming and joining us. So if you don't know what the heart source is, we're going to construct it very quickly. So go into the front of your heart center. Now go into the back of your heart center. Move into the front of your third eye. Go into the back of your third eye. Just allow your consciousness to stay in all four of those places. Now see a beam of energy. Construct a beam of energy from your heart to your third eye. From your third eye up to the center of the universe. Don't worry where that is. Just set your intention. Very good. And down to the center of the earth. And this is where so many of us need to work, because we have a difficult time staying grounded because of what's going on in the planet. So just sometimes when I was first doing this, I have to see an angel swinging on the bottom of that line until we go to the center of the earth. Very good. Very good. This is your heart source. I want you to say chakra spin. Okay, now just relax. It helps expand your energy, bring more light into your energy field. Now to expand your energy even more, here's a very simple trick. I want you to bring to mind something you are so grateful for. Notice the change in your field as you are in that place of gratefulness. Now we are all gathered together in a room in the inner plane, and because we've constructed it so much, even those of you who are not familiar with this room are here. This room, we are all together on a soul level. It has a floor of light below us, a canopy of light above us. There are pillars of light in each corner, and there's a pillar of light in the central, in the very center of the room. And in the pillars of light in the corner, there are angels that are just surrounding it from pillar to pillar to pillar to pillar to pillar. It goes all the way around. And usually I call these angels out of a particular band, like a Michael band or now is Raphael's band. But actually in this, we are having members of the bands of each of the archangels, the major archangels that you may have heard of, and there are archangels that you may not have ever heard of, that I haven't heard of. And all of them are gathering. Now in the central pillar, are the beings by the other side that we so want to work with. Jesus and Buddha are coming in. They seem to always come in together. Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Melchizedek, Alton Kamadon, who is someone who was a teacher of mine who left us a number of years ago. And you can call in anybody that you wish to be there in your central pillar. Now, your healing team and your angels and guides are going to be right there with you. But if you want to call in Kasumi or Dwakul or Lady Portia or any of those others, feel free to call them all in. Now, Amma and Metatron they're surrounding this entire room with their energy. And it's like the masculine energy is at the canopy of light and the feminine energy is the floor of light. And they come up the side and their energy is melding. It is not lost on me how much that is like the sexual act of making love. And Amma says it is the act of creation. Now send a beam of energy from your heart to the central pillar. I will do the same.